Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen.
The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
12 weeks done. NFL fun. How about that? We're cruising into this weekend. Then you got Thanksgiving coming up. Giants and Cowboys.
Yeah.
How about a little DeVito versus Cooper Rush? For your Thanksgiving enjoyment, everybody. But, hey, it is what it is. They do the schedule way in advance.
I think we start drinking at that time.
I'm way ahead of the curve on that one. But anyway, 12 weeks finished last night. It was Houston 34-10 over said Cowboys. Texans behind Joe Mixon's 3 touchdowns. They pick up their 7th win of the season. We'll be talking about them heading into Christmas as the Ravens go there on Christmas Day, but let's get into it. Dirty Dozen. Who are the 12 best teams according to Vinny
Serrato? All right, let's review week 11. Number 1, Kansas City. 2, Detroit. 3, Baltimore. 4, Buffalo. 5, Pittsburgh. 6, Philly. 7, Minnesota. 8, Washington. 9, Green Bay. 10, the Chargers. 11, Arizona. And 12, San Fran. All right, so coming in at 12, 6-5, Denver. They beat Atlanta 38-6. They're at the Raiders. Bo Nix is the second rookie ever with at least 300 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, and a passer rating of over 140. The other, C.J. Stroud.
Even though the Ravens kicked Denver's rear ends, he looked like he belonged on that Sunday, and he wasn't shell-shocked by it. Nope. He's coming off a monster performance last weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And Bob, you know what's funny is the young quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks that are playing well, Daniels, 5 years in college. Bo Nix, 6 years in college. Yeah, and both at 2 different schools.
Auburn and Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty interesting. You know, so, I mean, that's why, you know, like you talk about the Colts with Richardson. Played, half a season or one? How do you expect him, you know, when Bo Nix has played 6 years of football?
And Trey Lance hasn't played. He's played one game in like 17 years.
Yeah, no doubt. Coming in at 11, 6-4 Arizona. They were on bye, and they're at Seattle. Kyler Murray on targets past the sticks this season. 12 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Getting it down the field.
Yes, he is.
Marvin Harrison Jr. obviously helping that
cause. He's picking that up.
Yep. And McBride's a stud at tight end, too, by the way.
Coming in at 10, 7-4 Washington. They lost at Philly 26-18, and they are hosting the Cowboys. Since week 5, Dante Fowler leads the NFL with 8 sacks.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. Coming in at 9, 7-3 Green Bay. They won at Chicago 2019 on that blocked field goal. They're hosting the Niners. Jaden Reed averages 130 yards receiving in Packers losses and 32 yards in Packer wins.
Don't throw it to him if you want to win, it sounds like.
Right. Coming in at 8-2 Minnesota. They beat Tennessee 23-13. They're at the Bears. Now, Justin Jefferson, 6,800 career receiving yards are the most ever by a player in their first 5 years.
And he's had a kind of revolving door quarterback situation going on here as well. And, hey, Vikings won 3 in a row quietly.
Yeah, and they're probably going to have a rookie quarterback next year. Second year.
Yeah.
Coming in at 7-4 Baltimore. They lost at Pitt 18-16. They're host the Chargers Monday night. Ravens average 430 yards of offense per game, 32 more than second place.
Except for Sunday.
Yes. Coming in at 6, 7-3 Chargers. They beat Cincy 34-27. They're hosting the Ravens. Chargers have outscored their opponents 138-49 in the first half. So, keep it close.
Ravens going to be playing catch-up Monday night?
Yeah, might be. Coming in at 5, 8-2 Philly. Beat Washington 26-18. They're at the Rams. Now, Saquon Barkley leads the NFL with 1,347 combined yards.
That's a big game, too. Yeah. Philly's trying to hold off Washington. Rams trying to stay in the mix in the West. They're playing good football, Philadelphia is right now. They won 6 in a row.
Coming in at 4, 8-2 Pittsburgh. Beat the Ravens 18-16. They're at Cleveland Thursday. Let's go, Brownies! The Steelers are the 5th team since 2000 to win multiple games in a season with scoring a touchdown.
Without scoring a touchdown.
They're
2-0.
The 2,000 seat Ravens also did that.
Yeah, they didn't score a touchdown for 5 weeks. It's still won two of the games.
All right, coming in at 3-9-1 Kansas City. They lost 30-21 at Buffalo. They're at Carolina. Patrick Mahomes' quarterback rating has been under 100 in 8 of their 10 games.
How about that?
It's crazy.
I mean, where's this? I mean, they lost to Hollywood, what, on the first series of the preseason?
Yeah.
Rashee Rice has been hurt. I mean, McKinnon's been out. Or not McKinnon, the running back from Rutgers.
Pacheco.
Isaiah Pacheco. Pacheco. I mean, they've had a ton of injuries here.
All right, coming in at 2-9-2 Buffalo. Beat Kansas City 30-21. They're on bye. Bills lead the NFL with a plus 14 turnover differential. That's pretty damn good. I mean, you're getting a lot of takeaways. And, I mean, Bob, when they play, I didn't think their safeties were very good. And I didn't think the secondary was, and the receivers weren't good.
Well, if you're a fan of the Bills, I'm knocking wood for you. But when Allen gets turnover prone, they come in bunches. He's been doing a very good job, obviously, of taking care of that football.
And then coming in at number 1-9-1 Detroit. Beat Jacksonville 52-6. The Lions have won 9 of their first 10 for the first time since 1934.
1934? That's when Spam McGillicuddy was their leading rusher. And Porkchop Jones was the top defensive player.
So, in summary, and Detroit deserves to be number 1. I mean, they're killing people. And so Detroit is 1. Buffalo is 2. Kansas City's 3, Pittsburgh's 4, Philly's 5, Chargers 6, Baltimore 7, Minnesota 8, Green Bay 9, Washington 10, Arizona 11, Denver 12.